Very busy week for the Mid-Essex police teams. Apart from one item about a power cut, police nabbed all the emergency call headlines across Mid-Essex in the past week. A car passenger has been left with life-changing injuries and a police probe launched following a serious crash in Braintree. The incident took place on the A131 between Marks Farm roundabout and the roundabout at Thistley Green on Wednesday, April the 10th. The road was closed for 2 hours whilst emergency services attended the scene. A driver and passenger of one car were both taken to hospital. Police called in the Essex and Hearts Air Ambulance to take a Heybridge woman to Broomfield Hospital. They were called to her distress in Colchester Road and launched an immediate medical emergency. A spokesman said travel by road was not thought suitable, so we alerted the air ambulance, which kindly helped. Maldon Town Police Team is holding Let's Talk events at locations across the district so they can hear the public's policing concerns and praise. The Plantation Hall Heybridge session is Monday, April 22nd from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Community in a Cup at the United Reformed Church in Market Hill will be the venue on Tuesday, April 30th from 10 a.m. to noon. And Tea Rooms in High Street Southminster on Wednesday, May the 8th. From 6:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. The Halstead Games and Toys Shop, Retroformers, says it lost £63,862 worth of stock in the two raids at the end of March. Co-owner Jonathan Farrandon revealed the figure after a full stock take. However, following a tip-off, a 25-year-old man from Colchester was arrested in connection with the break-ins. He has been released on bail while inquiries continue. Drug dealer Damon Wager was jailed for 6 years after admitting supplying cocaine from his home in Witham. He was one of five people sentenced at Chelmsford Crown Court as part of a drugs gang that police investigated for a year. A motorcyclist died in a collision involving three vehicles in Batts Road Steeple on Saturday evening. Police are appealing for any dashcam footage or information following the incident. Ambulances took three people to Broomfield Hospital after a single vehicle accident, which blocked the northbound lanes of the A12 between the two Hatfield-Peveril slip roads. It all happened on the afternoon of Friday, April 12th, with the block lasting for 2 hours and slow traffic for another five. Three people needed hospital treatment following a collision on the A120 between Galley's Corner and Mark's Farm on the afternoon of Thursday, April the 11th. It led to delays and the road being closed between the B1018 and the A131, while emergency services worked at the scene. No arrests were made. Burglary rates in Maldon and Braintree rank low on latest Essex statistics, with Maldon having 201 burglaries in 2023 and a rate of 30.36 incidents per 10,000 residents, while Braintree had 517 burglaries and a rate of 33.1 incidents. Uttlesford fared slightly less well, recording 407 burglaries and 44.58 incidents per 10,000 residents. Failing to report an accident cost Earl's Cone man Liam Tillmans his driving licence for 6 months. Colchester magistrates gave him 5 points, which added to 9 already on his licence was automatic disqualification. He was also ordered to pay £491 in costs. Authorities are investigating a power cut affecting 391 properties in the CO5, 9 and CM8, 3 postcode areas on Monday, April 15th, morning. The affected areas included Rivenhall, Great Braxted and Little Braxted. Power was diverted from elsewhere to allow supplies to be fully restored by early afternoon.